This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
The group FAIR is going after PBS a bit. FAIR stands for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. The group is upset about a recent Nova special on drones. It was underwritten by Lockheed Martin, which is a major military contractor and a drone manufacturer. FAIR feels there was just not enough done by PBS to disclose this connection here, and that perhaps that maybe the program in general should not have been underwritten by Lockheed Martin. If you're going to do a special on drones, it just looks wrong to have a major manufacturer of the product be the major underwriter of that program. I want to get some thoughts from both of you on this. Is FAIR making a little too much out of this, or do you think PBS perhaps should have done more to make it clear who was underwriting this program, or perhaps find a different underwriter for the program?
Well, the PBS ombudsman, Michael Gettler, agrees with FAIR that Lockheed should not have been the underwriter for this program, or that the program would have been better off without Lockheed's support. He said that he saw no mention of Lockheed when he watched the program online or when he looked at the website. So I think that they needed to at least be more upfront about who the underwriter was, number one, be transparent about it. And number two, I guess their defense is that Nova's defense was that Lockheed was not involved with the editorial content. Mm-hmm. But even then FAIR cites this, their own PBS's policy, which says that even if the underwriter has no direct connection or when there exists a direct connection, but between the interests of a proposed funder and the program, then the proposed funding would be deemed unacceptable. So they're saying that they violated their own underwriting policy here.
It's that matter of perception. Even if nothing was done wrong, yeah. It's a matter of how this could be viewed by someone.
Sure. And, so once again, the two questions you asked at the beginning of the show, Rich, the answer is yes. I mean, I do think FAIR is maybe making a mountain out of a molehill. But on the other hand, it's a matter of principle. And those things are always a question of degree and all this kind of thing. I could see where somebody would construe the fact that Lockheed Martin's, supplied some funding for the program. What it makes it into is conceivably, in the minds of some people, an advertisement. And we haven't disclosed our advertiser here, if you want to look at it that way. It's underwriting, but you know what the difference between that and advertising actually boils down to sometimes. It's nothing. But effectively speaking. So it's a kind of a, like Lisa is saying, it's a matter of disclosure. If they'd simply disclosed up front that Lockheed Martin had paid for part of the production or the total production of the show or supplied drones, that were used in the making of the show, it would have been okay with me personally. But, as a technical matter, if PBS's funding rules say that, programs can't be underwritten by somebody who may have a perceived conflict of interest, then it's not right that way either, So
I should add, I guess the ombudsman noted that he didn't find any mention of Lockheed on the online version, but on screen it was mentioned on screen. Mm-hmm. It was listed on screen.
Right. This is I'm going to sound like I'm doing a membership drive here, but this is where we run into some problems in public broadcasting, is that we really want to be supported by listeners or by the audience and with some government support. I mean, we can't do it just with the audience. We need some government support. You start turning to underwriters, advertisers, if you will, as you say, Mike. This is where you might start to run into some problems. Sure. And I think that's why, there's always this threat of ending government funding for public broadcasting. But that's why that plays such an important role, is so then we can be free of these perceived conflicts of interest.
Yeah. And of course, it's a problem for public broadcasting, and it's also a problem for commercial broadcasting, you know, because I think it was Chrysler Corporation some many years ago threatened to pull the advertising funding they had lined up for a network program that was showing on CBS.
One of the news magazine programs.
Yeah, and they had an advertising contract, and they threatened to pull some of that if CBS went ahead with a story about Chrysler products, go figure, you know.
That made them look bad.
Which would make them look bad, even though they were, you know, also buying advertising. So so it happens to commercial broadcasters also.
But this is, you know, this is one of our things that we talk about in public broadcasting is we're free of that type of outside pressure. But if we're not getting enough support in the ways that we would like, then you start running these underwriting credits, if you will, and that's where you start to get these perceptions of a conflict of interest.
Sure.
Yeah, and it raises questions in viewers' minds. I mean, maybe they weren't directly involved, but you wonder were the producers of the NOVA program taking a critical enough look at drones,
right,
knowing who the underwriter was? And maybe it's a situation where Lockheed underwrites all of NOVA episodes, and this one just happened to be on drones. But just to avoid that perception, it probably would have been wise to not have them underwrite that episode.
Hey, we run out of time for this episode of Shop Talk, but our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.